Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi. So before we get into this episode, we wanted to thank you for listening and let you know a couple of things you can do to support the show and make sure we can keep bringing it to you every single week. First, and frankly, most fun things first, our Secret Menu membership program, which is a once weekly members only newsletter that costs $4 a month, which comes out to, you know, $1 a week. If you enjoy our free Monday newsletter, chances are you'll probably like this one too. It's got shopping picks, gift guides, recipes, rundowns of our favorite things in various categories, like what are the cute toilet brushes? A question I know you have been asking. And it even has an advicey column where we answer audience questions. Sign up for it at athingortwohq.com and you'll even get access to all the back issues you missed while you were sleeping on it. And here's something else you can do to help us out that doesn't cost a dime. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You may have noticed that discovery is still stupidly hard when it comes to podcasts, and subscriptions and reviews make a big difference in helping us get on the radar of other new listeners. All right, so you want a third thing? Support our advertisers. Use these codes that they give us when you shop with them. We only work with brands we believe in, and we hope you love them as much as we do. We're ridiculously grateful to you for listening and for showing us your support in whatever way you do. Thank you. And now on to the show.
Welcome to A Thing or Two, a deep dive into stuff we think more people should know about. I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. If you want more where this came from and want to support us in general, head to athingortwohq.com and sign up for Secret Menu, which will get you weekly access to members-only content.
To share your thoughts on this episode or anything at all, leave us a voicemail at 833-632-5463. And side note on the voicemails, I just want to say we love them so much, but also some of them are so nice. And it actually kills me that we can't respond to them because...
Like, or send a physical thank you. Send a physical yes. thank you note.
They're yes. just so lovely and heartwarming. I guess hearing people's voice makes it like extra moving. I love them. You can also DM us on Instagram at athingortwohq. And as a reminder, we offer free ad reads to Black-owned businesses. So hit us up at podcast@athingortwohq.com if you are interested.
Hi. We have something incredibly important to talk about at the top of this episode.
We sure do.
Breaking. So one of your big holiday break developments was that Cam fell on his face and had to get stitches.
Yeah, it was a total like I went out once, like had an outdoor meal,
like left the house.
Yeah, and come home and I'm like, hey, how's Cam? And Chris like, well, fell on his face, he's fine. And basically, this kicked off me developing a pretty like. Intense text message relationship with a plastic surgeon who specializes in children's plastic surgery. And this man's texting style is unlike anything I've ever encountered in my life. It is full of abbreviations. It is full of misspellings. It is full of so much color.
It's also, okay, a couple of things I want to say. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've texted with any of my doctors, let alone texted like with my doctors more than I text with my friends, which was the case with this fellow.
It felt like borderline inappropriate. I also just, I love him because texting with your doctor is beautiful. Not that I expect everyone can do this, and this man is a really specific type of character. But yeah, we were texting constantly and it was a really wonderful way to get business done because he's really responsive, if not articulate on text.
The other thing, because I, as someone who's seen screenshots of these texts and who spent a good deal of time parsing them,
yeah,
it's hard to know what was an abbreviation and what was a misspelling. So when you say he's inarticulate, it's like, I'm like, probably, or I just don't know the language.
You're so right about that. And some of it was spelled perfectly and was clearly intentional. There were a lot, like every time we would text, he'd have a different opener, like aloha, shalom, when it was Cam's birthday, happy birthday, brah. Like,
this is also why I thought that this guy was like in his early 30s. I think it was the happy birthday, brah part of it, but that's just because he's a surfer. You've informed me. Okay.
Yeah, he's a surfer. That I found out because one day he was like, I was like, okay, well, when should I get the stitches removed? He was like, well, text me tomorrow because I have to check the surf report. Just getting so much color from this man. And part of the reason the texting worked well also is because he wanted visual updates of the incision point a lot. Like he wanted to make sure it wasn't infected. He wanted to make sure it was ready to get the stitches removed. So there was just a lot of that. But the one thing that we learned pretty quickly was consistent and intentional was whenever I would say thank you, and I said thank you a lot because I was really grateful to this man, he would say, welks.
I think it's remarkable. And he spelled it W-E-L-K-S, which like that's just sheer intentionality. I mean, this was not a typo. This is a word that this man has decided to use. And here's the approved spelling, Welks.
I loved it. I loved it so much. There were so many misspellings and like insane typos throughout these conversations where to the point where Chris, it was clear he did not use autocorrect. Chris is
Or used autocorrect in a language I don't speak, which
Chris's theory, which is the only one that I buy, is that like in his mind, it's the digital version of how doctors have terrible handwriting and like you can never read what they write.
I love it.
It feels totally...
He's carrying that through.
It feels totally reasonable to me. But the one thing he always spelled the same way and was really consistent about was Welks. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe there's an opportunity to coin this. I mean, listen, we had a ton of success with Webinar, so let's make Welks take off too.
I really love Welks. I did a little bit of internet research to see how widespread Welks is, and it's like in Urban Dictionary, but again, like what isn't? That just like feels like no barometer for me at this point. There is a 2014 Twitter exchange between Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak because Mindy Kaling wants to introduce the term Welks with an X, which I think is a bad idea. It just looks like Wix, you know, a little bit or something.
It doesn't feel as timeless, you know?
No. And I understand that this is maybe for her a play on thanks with an X or something. Like I get where she's coming from. But then BJ Novak does transition to a K at some point in their Twitter exchange where it's we got there.
Yeah.
But she's still doing like a your Welks, which like
who needs the your? Not. You just go with Welks.
It's just Welks.
It feels like an evolution on how Cam says you're welcome, which is yelkum. Like he had already turned it into a contraction and Dr. Wolf just took it one step further.
Yep. This guy's leading the charge. These two guys together. Oh my God.
I really wanted to ask him about it, but I got uncomfortable because I was like, we're already texting like all day, every day. And I've seen this man for like 6 appointments in a 2-week period of time. It's going to seem like I'm flirting with him if I start being like, why do you text like this? So I never got to the bottom of it, but I feel like there will be an opportunity for me to broach it with him. Thank you so much to Hilma for sponsoring today's episode. Immune health is such a hot and important topic right now. Everybody is talking about how you set up good habits to stick to this time of year. And it can definitely feel hard to find habits for immune support that you can stick to and not something that just like the second you feel a vague tickle in the back of your throat, you're rushing to the medicine cabinet and being like, what can I take? What can I do? Yeah, exactly. So we've been talking a lot these days about Hilma, which is a natural remedies brand that we love. They make all natural, clean alternatives to your medicine cabinet staples that actually work in the moment you need them. So you can feel good about what you turn to get back on your feet without like weird mystery ingredients and random side effects. And Erica, you turned me on to how great their tension relief is.
Yes, I took their tension relief for a headache just the other day, Claire.
Lucky you.
That's right. They have clinically researched natural options for everything from upset stomach relief to, as I mentioned, tension headaches. But we are very excited right now about their two immune support products. They just launched a new delicious way to get your daily immune support with a better for you elderberry gummy. Unlike other gummies, Hellmann's is made only with natural ingredients and free of cornstarch, corn syrup, and gelatin. They also have an immune support drink mix, which is a clean herbal version of those brightly colored pharmacy vitamin C packs. It's a delicious, refreshing lemon ginger flavor. Lemon ginger sounds really good right now.
That sounds good. Also, I'm super into these packs because I feel like it's the type of thing I put in every bag, every pouch, and you have with you no matter what. And you're just like, oh, I'm glad to have this backup right now.
They have an immune support sampler, so you can try both. They are both delicious, clean, and convenient ways to get your vitamin C and zinc into your diet, along with other powerful ingredients like elderberry and echinacea.
Hellma has received recognition in Forbes, Vogue, Birdie, and others, and is trusted by doctors and approved by us. If you go to hellma.co/a thing or two right now, you can get 20% off an immune sampler pack with both Hellma immune support products. You'll be the first to try the new delicious elderberry gummy. You can use the special code a thing or two for 20% off. That's a thing or two, A-T-H-I-N-G-O-R-T-W-O at hellma.co, H-I-L-M-A.co. Stay healthy.
Well, hello. I'm Katie Maloney, and you probably know me from a little show called Banner Bumble Rolls. I've been labeled all kinds of things, a bitch, a bully, and a mean girl. But there is so much more to a person than what you see on TV. Tune in every Friday as I talk to some of my friends and castmates, celebrities, comedians, medical professionals, and maybe some political figures. And by the time we're done, you're gonna love me.
Okay, the other important thing that we wanted to do on this episode is introduce a bit of a new concept for us.
A new concept or a new award season hot show?
Oh my God. That's right. A new award a new award season regular, the Thingies. Mm-hmm. We basically, you know, we have a lot of thoughts on what's the best this, what's the best that. And we have a lot of thoughts on things that are just like best in category, things that like we just don't believe can be topped. And that is, it is like obviously very clear that we're two humans who definitely haven't tried everything in the world, but we just can't imagine something being better than these products that we're about to go into, or like services, I guess, too.
And this was inspired in part by a frankly like world-shattering moment that happened over the holiday break that our friend Lauren Sherman brought to our attention. So it's a Danny Meyer tweet. And I just want to preface this by saying that like, I think you could call us Danny Meyer fangirls.
Like, yeah, especially like early aughts Danny Meyer fangirls.
Yeah. I mean,
Danny Meyer is a big deal chef. He runs Union Square Hospitality Group. Yeah.
He wrote a book about customer service that I really love. And he's known for sort of like establishing a really high bar for customer service in the restaurant industry. He's the guy behind Shake Shack. He is just really impressive when it comes to both like food and business. He also has, as you said, Gramercy Tavern, which is my dad's all-time favorite restaurant. So it's where we've spent a lot of like memorable
celebratory
meals in my family. Just hold Danny Meyer really close to my heart. He tweeted, "What are your top four commercial food products? I.e. can't improve upon it even with homemade. Here goes. One, Hellmann's mayonnaise."
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm here for this. This man absolutely. Is, yes, correct.
Two, Heinz ketchup. Nailed it.
That's right.
Three, Rao's marinara sauce. Not for me, but like I know a lot of people feel really crazy about it. It's like hard for me to imagine that he doesn't think marinara sauce could be improved upon homemade, but fine.
Well, you know what, Claire? I hadn't even like put that little piece together there. Yeah. That actually does make that one really disappointing for me.
Because this man like has Italian restaurants.
Yeah. No, that part, that angle on that one, okay, rough, but keep going.
Also not the most poorly thought out part of this tweet.
No.
Number four. Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. Looking good, right?
Looking
You're
good.
Like, okay, this is possibly like, you know.
Mostly there except for this marinara sauce.
To which American hero Lauren Sherman responds to Danny Meyer seeking clarification and says, vanilla or vanilla bean? And Danny Meyer responds, either or.
Listeners, we were rattled.
Rattled. And I'm joking a little bit, but I'm also not joking. I really shook my confidence in Danny Meyer.
I We thought this man was discerning. Clearly not. What do you mean either or?
Either or. There's only, I don't even know why they make regular vanilla, but I accept that they do. There's only one right answer and it's vanilla bean. And I will say the first thing that came to my mind is like, this is why the Shake Shack milkshakes are nothing to write home about.
Wow.
And they never have
wow.
been.
Yeah, wow.
They never have been. And yeah, it really, I still haven't told my dad about it. Probably what's going to happen is my mom's going to listen to this and then she's going to tell my dad. My dad,
I think you're going to want to get ahead of it. I think you got to be careful here.
My dad, who feels so strongly about like two or three things in life, and one of them is Gramercy Tavern and the other is Hellman's Mayonnaise. And like Heinz
and the
ketchup.
Third is Cheerios?
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah, it's Cheerios. And HDVB, by the way. Like he's the one who introduced me to the fact that HDVB was such an incredibly important and special product. Yeah, we're rattled, I guess is what we'd say. And Danny Meyer, listen, if you want to come on and talk about it, if you want to redeem yourself, if you want to do a live taste test, perhaps, and walk back your statement, we could do that. We could make that happen.
I think he needs to formally walk this back in order to regain his stature, because this is hugely problematic. I mean, we've talked about there was a big, you know, bucatini shortage article in Grub Street by Rachel Handler a couple weeks ago. And that's the kind of like level of esteem and respect we want for HGVB.
Yes.
And the fact that someone so prominent is missing that is it's just disappointing.
The bucatini article was so good. You've seen it all over the internet because it went very viral. But if you have not read it, you should read it. And you told me that so it's about why there's this bucatini shortage. And Thomas rightly pointed out that that is exactly what we were hoping someone would do when it became so hard to find HDVB on the shelves of Brooklyn bodegas. Let's just take this seriously, people.
Okay, should we move on to what we were actually here to do, which is
yes.
to talk about the things that we think are best in category? Listen, we want your feedback. If there are other things we need to be exposed to, please tell us. God, it didn't even really occur to me to hope that no one feels about something we picked the way we feel about Danny Myers and his
we
blase,
are really
either or.
We are putting ourselves out there and yeah, this could really damage our reputation, but that's why we feel really strongly about these things.
Obviously, we've already said Hellman's, Heinz, and HDVB. You are there.
Yeah.
We are like, that's like the kind of bar that we're setting for the rest of these products.
That's right. So I'm going to throw out one, which is in the category of like classic raincoat. So maybe this isn't like your super fashion-y raincoat and it's also not your like Patagonia, like you're summiting a mountain. This is like a classic raincoat. For my money, it does not get better than Studderheim. You may have seen these around before. They're just like the most classic looking, really minimal raincoat. They're based out of Stockholm and they look like they're based out of Stockholm. They come in every color possible.
They look like something like a storybook character would wear.
100%. And it's basically the founder's idea, and like rains a lot in Stockholm. He loves this idea of like turning melancholy into like something brighter. So he started out with the modern version of the classic fisherman's raincoat. They do it in like various different styles and also various different weights, which I found is really key. So I started with one that was like sort of on the heavier side and I loved it so much, but realized it was making me really hot in the summer. So then I got a lighter one.
I recall this. Yeah.
And I'm so happy to have both. And I never before this just didn't really have a proper raincoat. And I will say that it's just made city living, especially with a kid, so much better to be able to know that like I'm properly protected and it's cute. And I just don't ever mind putting it on.
I have a philosophy that the things you hate wearing the most, you should buy the cutest versions of, like snow boots, like rain jackets, like because you're already going to be miserable putting it on. You may as well do all that you can to lift your spirits or make yourself like look forward to that thing. Because otherwise it just drags you down further.
It's a strong philosophy, Erica.
Thank you.
It's really strong. And I really feel that way about these. They fit beautifully. They're really easy to put on. They're so well made. They really last. They're not cheap. I have, though, bought both of mine on sale, so you can find them on sale. And I also just love that they come in truly like every color you could possibly think of, which just means you can go a little fun with it or you can go a little classic with it. And it's also just never going to go out of style because it is the most like classic minimal shape ever.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much to Caviar for sponsoring today's episode. Erica, I have been trying not to talk about it constantly, but I am doing
this. You've done a good job.
Thank you. I've been doing this elimination diet this month, and it's not totally miserable, but it does require basically cooking everything at home. And I am so sick of that and cannot wait to order again and to use caviar again. You asked me what I did this weekend and I could not remember because I feel like I just spent the entire weekend doing meal prep. And like, while meal prep is all well and good and I endorse it generally, I'm like,
Kind of.
I'm like, I honestly like don't want to spend my weekends doing that. And like, I'm fine to do it for a month, but like ordering food honestly is such a beautiful thing in that it gives you time to just enjoy your life sometimes.
Claire, I hear you. Are there things that you flagged from caviar that you would like as soon as this is over?
Great question. I mean, I know it's not going to be up to me because the last thing that we ate that we ordered before we started this diet was
your call.
Well, no, it was Chris's call. It was Chuco ramen because he like can't live without it. It was such a big deal that he was going to have to give it up. So I know that's going to have to be the first thing we order when we're like back into eating like normal people again.
Well, luckily Chuco is on the caviar app.
Yes.
Get the caviar app and get the food you want now or later. Their curated list of options offer quality meals with the convenience of in-app ordering. There are a lot of delivery apps out there, but Caviar is the go-to place to find local restaurants that can be delivered right to your doorstep. Caviar is available in over 25 major U.S. cities, and there are plenty of options to choose from. With the Caviar app, you can get the food you actually want. So get the Caviar app, get delivery, get food you want. And just for our listeners, Caviar is giving you 20% off your first order. Just enter the promo code ATHINGOR2-2021 at checkout. Remember, that's 20% off your first order with the promo code ATHINGOR2-2021. Download the Caviar app and use the offer code ATHINGOR2-2021 for 20% off your first order.
Thank you so much to Kula for sponsoring today's episode. We are so excited to be entering into a partnership with Kula. You're going to be hearing a lot about them from us over the coming weeks, because we love this brand. And I remember when it first came out, you know who the first person to ever tell me about it was? Jamie Beck. Jamie Beck.
Oh, wow. What an endorsement.
And like, this was during an era when she was doing a lot of SponCon, but this was like, she was like, girls, they're not even paying me for this. I just love it so much.
Because it really was a brand that I think made like wearing sunscreen feel like the duh, obvious, cool thing to do. Like, why wouldn't you? What's wrong with you? This is part of your skincare routine. And of course you're doing this.
Totally. And I am so excited about this partnership because it's basically, it's happening at the same time as they're expanding their line to be so much more than just SPF. And, you know, they have this reputation for these really high quality SPF products, and the products that they are introducing now are like just sort of in line with that level of quality.
Yeah. So Kula just launched a new organic skincare collection that supports your skin's natural barrier, which is something else we've talked about a lot, to help fight modern day skin aggressors like blue light, toxins, dry air, and even your lifestyle. Kula organic skincare is your skin's first line of protection, keeping moisture and nutrients in and modern day environmental and digital stressors out. Kula's new Great Barrier Cream Fortifying Moisturizer harnesses the healing power of the sea with organic ingredients like sea kelp and blue algae to boost hydration and help strengthen your skin's natural barrier. Their Vital Rush Skin Renewal Serum revitalizes stressed skin with an organic blend of plant power ingredients, combining the energizing properties of goji berry with vitamin-rich Kamu Kamu extract. These concentrated nutrients help renew fatigued skin. And Kula's award-winning Sun Silk Drops do it all. They're a fan favorite sheer drops that provide lightweight, broad-spectrum SPF 30 protection and Kula's full-spectrum 360-degree technology to help mitigate the effects of blue light, IR, and pollution. Use them alone or blended with your favorite moisturizer or foundation, which is nice because it's like not a whole other like layer of stuff to be applying. Want to give your skin what it's really craving? Check out the new Kula organic skincare on Kula.com. We'll even give you 10% off your first order with the code ATHINGOR2. That's the code ATHINGOR2 for 10% off your first order on Kula.com. Okay, something that I wanted to speak to for a minute. Dr. Tongue's Smart Floss, which is a dental floss. Mm-hmm. I have bad gums, and so I like have to floss every day or I will pay for it, as in like actually pay thousands of dollars to get my gums and teeth deep cleaned.
Morning and night?
You know, I just do it in the morning. I probably could or should do it twice a day, but my dentist at some point was like, if you like actually do it once, you're doing it. Like, you know, like don't pressure yourself really.
Before or after you brush?
Before. But Thomas and I have different philosophies on this. He flosses after, which I think is insane.
I think
like,
so
your
too.
Teeth are already clean. Why would you? Anyway.
Well, and like you get stuff, you like dislodge stuff.
Yes.
You want to then get out with
like
the brushing.
It's like when you clean a pan, like obviously you scrub it, deep scrub it first, and then use like soap to like get the rest of it off. You don't do the opposite.
Well, even just when you go to the dentist and they clean your teeth, they do the flossing before the like final brush.
Right.
Yes. So back to Dr. Tongues.
Back to Dr. Tongues. I've tried a lot of dental flosses. I like various dental flosses for sure. Have recommended various dental flosses, but Dr. Tongues is the one for me at this point. It's thicker. It's like, it's you know how whatever in like the late 90s or whatever, Glide came out and was like a thing and it was like so thin and so like, I don't know. It's not like that. It's thicker but it's softer too. Mm-hmm. So it feels like it just like really gets in there more. And according to studies that they have done, it removes up to 55% more plaque than leading floss types, which like, I don't, you know, all this research is like a little complicated, but I can tell you that it does feel like it's working well. It feels like it kind of like expands to fit the space.
Interesting.
Which is key. The other thing that is really fascinating about it, to me at least, is that it's cardamom flavored. Like, that's the flavor.
All of it is cardamom flavored?
Like, that's right, Claire. You can't buy a different... It's all cardamom flavored. And at first, I was hesitant to try it because I was like, oh, I mean, cardamom... Like, what is cardamom flavored dental floss? Like, yeah. But it's actually really pleasant and just like not very intense and kind of feels fancy. And I don't think about it being cardamom flavored anymore, obviously, because I'm just accustomed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did just notice that I was running out of floss. So I'm going to try this now.
I think you should. It's quite good. Quite good.
I'm so excited to talk about this next thing because I've been searching for a space to talk about it.
You really have.
I really have wanted to. It's something I just feel so passionately about. And it is the Baby Bjorn Bouncer. So this is like a bouncing chair for babies and toddlers that you can, like you've definitely seen it around. I'm not like turning people on to a new discovery. But when you have an infant, you want some sort of a chair that you can put them in. And a lot of people like the things that can bounce so because it tends to soothe the baby. And this was something that I bought where I was like, I refuse. I'm not going to buy some like battery operated thing. I don't want more crap. And it is something that I ordered and paid insane amount of money for overnight shipping on during...
Because you needed it like right then.
Right then. It was like one of these things, because infants go through a phase, I can't remember what it is, like a couple weeks in where for like 2 or 3 weeks, they're just awful at witching hour, basically.
It's
5 p.m. at night. They go crazy and they just scream for a couple of hours every night and it's awful. And it was like, I need a bouncer. So I got this bouncer that to me, it was like the best looking of the kind that actually bounced. Because there's beautiful children's chairs on the market these days. Like there's the Charlie Crane Levo rocker, but it doesn't really like bounce the baby. It's just a place for them to sit. This one though really bounces the baby, has no batteries, has no noise, and is honestly pretty decent looking, which is part of the reason I wanted it. It's not like the most beautiful piece of design you've ever seen, but it's not offensive at all. So because it doesn't have batteries, you bounce it with your foot and you can bounce it with your foot while you're doing basically anything. Like I could answer hours of emails just bouncing Cam in this thing and he was happy because he was in this chair and he was bouncing. It has toys you can attach to it or you cannot attach to it. They're not ugly. That's lovely. It's like a thing for them to look at when to, you know, ignite their senses, I suppose.
You know what I really like about it is that it's like, it packs up or like carries easily.
It folds up totally flat, which I discovered it fits perfectly inside a garment bag, which is incredible for travel. We hang it from hooks on the back of our doors, which is amazing. Mm. So like I never see it in our house anymore because we don't use it that often. But I do still at age 2 use it for Cam when I want to strap him in and make sure he's not running around. So mostly when I'm exercising or when I'm taking a shower and like there's no one else around to watch him. So we just hang it to the back of the door and pop it open when it's time for him to like watch TV while I exercise or whatever it is. We own 2 on, have 1 on each floor and it still does not feel like too many. Like I keep being like, I should give one of these away to someone who's having a baby. And I'm like, no, I still use both of them all the time. It's such a good investment. I just, my number one baby product.
I've traveled with you with this product before, mm-hmm. but I also went camping with a baby last summer and he brought his baby Bjorn bouncer. And it was like, it was so easy to haul in and out. And then as we were like unpacking stuff, there he was sitting in his bouncer, like at the, like at the, you know, edge of a river, just chilling. And it wasn't like a stroller. It wasn't, he didn't have to be physically worn. It was like something in between, which was also just really nice.
Yes. It gets them off your hands. Like strapping a baby onto something that is not on your person is such a beautiful thing.
That's the thing.
It's like, The liberation I felt from this thing was incredible. And I could watch TV. I could cook. I could do whatever, answer emails. I love it so much. And I think it's like the number one most important baby product.
Into it. Okay. The Le Pen. Oh my gosh. We have so many thoughts on the Le Pen. I feel like we were like really singing about the Le Pen from the mountaintops a handful of years ago.
Many years ago. It really was our signature pen at Of a Kind. And it continues to be our signature pen.
It was. I remember going home. This was maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. And my dad, it was like for Thanksgiving or something. And my dad got out his Le Pens to show various people there how good they were and how much he liked them. And he announced, "This was one of Claire's things."
And I'm sure that meant so much to all of them.
You get it.
Comes in every color. It's also just a classic pen. It's been around forever. I was like Googling around to see if I could try to find some history of this pen and like couldn't really. It's by the company Marvi Uchida, which I think is Japanese. But there are, you know, various places that write about pens for pen heads, you know? So in Gear Patrol, they quote this website, Pen Addict. And they say, Pen Addict called it a gateway drug for young pen addicts. It's a felt-tipped icon of a drawing and coloring product and one that everyone has a soft spot for. So then I did some digging into Pen Addict, who is basically like, well, you encounter this when you're a kid because it comes in so many colors and it's so many people's like first experience with an actually really good pen because it's also not that expensive. So that's the other reason kids encounter it. I also just wanted to call out that Pen Addict has a monthly subscription if you want for $5 a month to get bonus content from Pen Addict.
It does feel like something some people would want bonus content from for sure. Do you think the line about like a soft spot is like a play on the fact that it's soft tip or
it's
no?
It's felt tipped. I think it could be. I wouldn't put it past
Pen I just want to leave that open.
I also really liked the product description on the Marvi website. The smooth microfine plastic point allows for precise accuracy, making this one of the best pens for a bullet journal. And I was just like, man, these people know SEO.
That's right.
Perfect pen for a bullet journal. It's a perfect pen for life. It's wonderful. This precise pen is perfect for filling out important forms, scrapbooking, for use in academic planners or letters. Wow. Like the things that they chose.
This is such an SEO description. This is such an SEO description. I love it.
It's just a classic pen. It's so good. It does come in every wonderful color possible. And yeah, it's also just a good looking pen. It's very slim. The design is beautiful. The other thing that I always think about when I think about Le Pen is when France was electing a new president and it was between Macron and Le Pen. Mimi Jung, who's like this incredible artist, did some play on words. It was like a rendering of the Micron pencil and the Le Pen pen. And it was so good. It was so wonderful.
Just writing tools jokes.
Yeah.
Just writing tools humor.
So good.
You get it.
Thank you so much to Imperfect Foods for sponsoring today's episode. I think about food waste so much these days for so many reasons. Chief among them that I have a toddler and food waste has become apparently an inevitability. And I'm constantly trying to figure out ways to like not just throw away the like half chewed scraps of his dinner. I have definitely eaten stuff that he's like chewed before. It's gross.
You also, I feel like, are a person who has like Tupperwares with like 2 tablespoons of things in your fridge. That's Erica, like your personal brand.
Worst thing to ever happen to me was having an infant and making homemade baby food because it means that I have so many Tupperwares that are literally 2 ounce Tupperware. Like they're like, no, they're 4 ounces. I think 4 ounces is the smallest I have, but we still have all of them because Chris was like, can we get rid of these now that we're no longer doing baby food? And I'm like, no, because it's perfect for the amount of food that like Cam leaves all the time.
Oh my God. This is a problem.
It's really a problem for me. It's really made that habit so much worse. it is one of the reasons I'm really excited about Imperfect Foods, because this is a grocery delivery service that was born out of trying to reduce food waste. The original concept started with making sure that people were consuming imperfect produce, that like there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not as pretty. And it has now.
So what if your carrot has a curve? That's
right.
Cute.
Exactly. Yeah. And it has now blossomed into like a full scale grocery delivery service. They have so much stuff. So I'm really excited that we're partnering with them.
Imperfect Foods is on a mission to reimagine grocery delivery for a kinder, less wasteful world. They deliver sustainable, affordable groceries, including produce, quality protein, eggs and dairy, and pantry staples straight to your door. Plus, they are always adding fun and tasty new discoveries for you to try each week. And you know we like trying a new discovery each week. All you have to do is sign up, create your flexible, personalized grocery plan, and then shop online each week and get affordable and sustainable groceries delivered to your door. With Imperfect Foods, grocery shopping fits seamlessly into your life, and every week is a tasty adventure. Sign up with Imperfect Foods today to save time, save money, and save food from going to waste. And right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off plus free shipping on your first order when you go to imperfectfoods.com, and make sure to use the promo code A Thing or Two. Try Imperfect Foods now, and for a limited time, get 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. Go to imperfectfoods.com and use A Thing or Two to sign up. That's 20% off plus free shipping at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code A Thing or Two.
Okay, this is like hardly a revelation, I'm sure, for most people, but Uniqlo Heat Tech.
Yes.
Tremendous product.
So good, which I slept on for a while.
You did. You know what? You slept on it longer than I would have guessed. And do you think it's because you come from a family that has like other outdoor brand alliances? Do you think that you thought that like...
No, you know I think it's that I didn't take getting warm seriously until this year.
Wow. You used to wear like two pairs of tights, ma'am.
Okay, so... That is true. And here's what I want to say about wearing two pairs of tights. It cuts off circulation in your toes, and it's so painful by the end of the day. It's god awful. Heat Tech is great for replacing your two sets of tights.
Just one pair of Heat Tech is better than two pairs of tights because you can also move your toes.
I've been wearing the Heat Tech leggings under my pants even on days where I'm like mostly not leaving the house. Because also
just because so cozy.
So warm. Also, just 2020 is the year that I both learned to dress warmly and discovered that my circulation is getting so terrible, and it made me feel so old, but I'm cold all the time.
I'm cold all the time too. I will say that I've tried like, you know, thermal things from a lot of other brands, especially for skiing, and Heat Tech really just wins out over all of them. It launched in 2003, and it is what made Uniqlo, like helped create this like hockey stick, for lack of a better word, growth for this company and made it into such a thing.
See, I always thought it was their cashmere. I always thought it that they had like these really beautiful, affordable cashmere sweaters and that's what they were known for. I mean,
I think that was earlier. I think that was probably like one spike for them was the cashmere.
Yeah.
And then it was the Heat Tech. And then in 2009 came the like ultralight down coats, and that was like another spike. But it is this like hero product thing for them. And it was developed from scratch. Heat Tech was based on more than 10,000 prototypes. And they don't share the numbers, but estimates say they probably sell like 10 million units of Heat Tech a year, which I'm guessing this year is probably more. I don't know.
I bought it at your behest because you were like, this is going to be the thing we're going to need to eat outdoors. And you were right about that.
Yes.
I got the leggings, which are so thin and like perfectly made for wearing under pants and just work so well. And I got the turtlenecks, which are legit good looking. They're like very sleek turtlenecks that I enjoy wearing.
They don't feel like they're like undergarments.
No, not at all. They're good looking. But I have to say, now that I've gotten so used to wearing this, I'm upset that I don't have like crew necks to wear under sweaters. I feel like I'm going to keep buying it. It's so good.
Yeah. I also have, and I think it's sold out on their website, but I also have a ribbed bodysuit. That I love because it's like as warm as a sweater, but it isn't as bulky as a sweater, which some days is just nice.
Okay, Sonia's brow bar pencil. You have definitely heard us talk about so much, and just Sonia in general. I just feel like brows are really important. Something people don't necessarily realize is going to be like actually the one thing that you need. It's your desert island like makeup need. So Sonia is a brow artist who's been doing this for like, I think almost 25 years now. I started seeing her when I was a teenager and I really screwed up my brows. And my mom was like, you're never allowed to touch them by yourself ever again. And at the time, Sonia was working in the basement beauty level of Bergdorf Goodman. And so my mom was like, you know, marched me in there and was like, fix this, please. And since then, Sonia.
And you've
has
never left.
I've never left. Like, I think I was like 15 or something. So it's been, I've been seeing her for a long time.
I mean, it's really remarkable. She's known you for like over 20 years. It's just so really long. Something.
It's really insane. So then she's since then has started her own brow bar and has done so well for herself, does all the celebrities, like notoriously was the one to rescue Drake from himself when he was overplucking his own brows. And then she made...
And aren't we grateful?
We're all grateful. And she made this wonderful pencil that is... So it's got a lot of things going for it. What is your favorite feature of it?
There are various favorite features, but I like that there's a brush on one end of it so that you can like brush out, smooth out things at the end. Because I feel like I wouldn't do that as much if that wasn't an attached tool.
Absolutely.
I don't know what that says about me, but anyway.
I brush before and after. First, I brush to like get the eyebrows in the shape that I want them to be so then I can fill in appropriately, and then I brush afterwards to blend it. And so the tip of it is angled so that it's basically always sharp and you're always getting sort of like the right shape. I'm gesturing with my hands.
Though yes, as if it's obvious that what the shape is.
But the fact that it's angled makes all the difference. Like I don't know how you could use it. I can't imagine using a non-angled pencil at this point. And then the other thing is that it's like a very hard-tipped pencil. So it's not putting a lot of pigment on, which is really nice for someone like me who tends to be very heavy-handed with makeup so that you're not going overboard and looking like you fully markered in your eyebrows. Like you can go at it and not feel like
you're a Hilaria Baldwin, talk to the camera video. That's all That's I could, exactly that by right. the way, is all I could think about during some of those films.
That's exactly what a film.
You filled in your own, you filled in your own brows yeah. and you didn't do a great job.
So
I turned my sister-in-law onto this product a couple of years ago and she and my brother got married in Italy a few years back and she texted me like the day before they were leaving being like, I'm almost out of this pencil and this is like my holy grail product now and like, what do I do? And blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'll bring one for you.
Wow.
But yeah.
I had no idea that you had that hero moment. It's totally my holy grail. If I'm putting on nothing else, I will put that on because if your brows look groomed, like you look more put together.
Totally. Speaking of Italy, this is going to make it seem like I go to Italy a lot more than I do. My favorite gluten-free pasta, it hails from Italy. I discovered it while at a grocery store in Sardinia. It's called Garofalo, as in Janine. I love going to grocery stores and traveling, mm-hmm. which we've talked about before, because I do feel like you just surface so much good stuff that you would never otherwise find. And I like cooking at home on vacation too. Mm-hmm. God, just even talking about vacation right now is so depressing. but we bought this pasta and made dinner at home, and it was just so much better than any gluten-free pasta I had tried before. It's a combination of corn, rice, and quinoa. And the very good news is that it is available in the US. Some grocery stores have it.
I see it at a bunch of grocery stores these days.
Yeah. And a lot of grocery stores have the regular and not the gluten-free, which is deeply upsetting, but you know, it is what it is. It's available from supermarketitaly.com, which I have ordered from a few times during the last year. They do a great job. And there are four shapes. There's a spaghetti, a linguine, a penne, and then my favorite, which is the cascarecce, which is like almost like two little tubes side by mm-hmm. side. And it's like, it's just nice to have a slightly less basic common pasta shape. Mm-hmm. And I like, you know, a short pasta too.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about my favorite running sock.
Yes.
Which I keep my athletic socks in a separate little basket, basically away from my regular socks. And I have that experience where, you know, if these socks are there, that's always the first thing that I reach for. And if I can't see them immediately, I'm like digging around, emptying the basket, being like, but I got to find my features, because features are the best running socks. I've tried all sorts of running socks. They're just the best. They also just were, the whole brand was started specifically for running socks. So it's not like, oh, just athletic socks or socks in general. Like, no, they're like, we're going to make the best possible running sock ever. Basically, this guy worked for an athletic wear a company for a really long time in socks and was like, you know what? I think I can make an even better running sock. And now it's him and his two sons running this business. So
cute.
The two things that make them really strong, in my opinion, they never get holes. I get holes in so many of my running socks and they never slip down. And this is also an issue with so many running socks.
And socks in general.
Socks in general. Yeah. They also have these compression bits, which I think is actually sort of their claim to fame, which are really lovely. I just like don't understand the technicalities of them as much, but basically they hug your feet in all the right places that you want for both
all the right places. I don't know, it's funny in the context of feet and socks, but go on.
All the right places. And also they have a lifetime guarantee, which I didn't know until looking up their website for this, which I'm just like, are people returning socks after wearing them for 10 years? I don't know.
You know people are.
I mean, I will say that they've lasted. I bought a bunch of pairs when I was marathon training. That's when I discovered them. And I will say they're all still in great condition. It is like truly remarkable what good condition they're in. And I've thrown away a lot of running socks since then.
I love this. Okay, something else that we're very into that we've given as a response. People have asked us recently, where do I get my holiday cards printed? Where do I get a photo book? Where do I get like any photo printing stuff done? The answer is Artifact Uprising.
They're just great. They have, I think, the most beautiful sort of chic design of all of these sort of like photo and photo book printing options. They also just have really interesting, like good products. I really like poking around and being like, what have you come out with now?
Same.
My all-time favorite thing that I recommend constantly is that they do a board book, like a baby board book. And their design is so good that it's much in the way that I think Squarespace makes it hard for you to make an ugly website. Artifact Uprising makes it hard for you to make an ugly book.
Like great parallel.
Their design parameters are just really strong. And so I made, when Cam was born, it was for his first birthday, I made him a board book of all of his family so that he could like learn everybody's names and faces and especially get familiar with people he wasn't seeing all the time. And this is like one of his favorite things of all time, and which is nice because there's just like few things other than random toys to get babies. And I just really love that as something. We've also given it to friends who were pregnant with like pictures of us and it being like, your baby better know our faces. Stuff.
I also got my wedding album done through Artifact Uprising, and they do these really nice like linen covers and embossing, and they just look real chic and timeless. And I also appreciate that they're not one of the like big guys in this space. They're not one of the huge players.
They also do like, they will do a matte finish on photos. Yes. That's really, really beautiful and like slightly desaturated, which you might not always want, but it's a good option.
Quite
beautiful. They also do framed pictures, which I've done for gifts a lot. And then they have an actual baby book. So not a board book, but like the kind you use to, you know, have your mementos of all of your baby things, which is really beautifully done.
Okay. Last thing for this episode. Mm-hmm. Soapwalla, the natural deodorant. And I think just like, I don't think anybody's going to beat it in the foreseeable future. I don't know. We will see.
We have both tried a lot of different ones and none of them have come close, I will say.
Truly. So I started using Soapwalla in 2012. I looked it up. I bought it on Etsy when that's where the founder, Rachel Winard, was selling. It is a deodorant and not an antiperspirant, which like is sort of duh if you understand natural deodorants, but feels worth calling out. But it has these like vegetable powders and clay in it that makes it genuinely absorbent, which most of the other natural deodorants that I hear people endorsing do not. So it's like, maybe I don't smell, but I am still like wet, which right. is like a different thing, if you ask me. I had a reaction, I think, eventually after using it for like 7 or 8 years to the baking soda in the regular Soapwalla, and I tried a couple other deodorants in the meantime and eventually came back to the sensitive skin formula. And I'm like, wow, like, no, this really is the best.
Stole the best.
And the sensitive one, if you have some of these issues, is baking soda free and it has charcoal in it for absorption. So it's a little bit grayish, but that disappears at least like on my skin tone very quickly. So that's like a real non-issue as much as I was concerned about it.
I use it too. And I got to say, like, it took me a while to feel like I needed to do natural deodorant or like that was something I was like,
that you were compelled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I still, you know, tend to be a little bit lazier in general when it comes to natural or clean beauty than other people. But I started using it and now I just like use it so much and I love it. And it's like the thing I use. I've got a whole backstock in my bathroom.
I should have guessed.
Get ready for more thingies and tell us if there's other categories you'd like us to address.
Award season is year round around here.
That's right. That's the show.
This has been a production of Dear Media. You can follow us on Instagram at @athingortwoHQ. You can listen to us wherever podcasts are found, like Stitcher, iTunes, and Spotify. If you have ideas for the show or want to advertise, email podcast@athingortwoHQ.com. Find show notes and much more on athingortwoHQ.com.